Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it. Sometimes I can get caught up in the moment and sharing the information that I fail or forget to give you the telephone number. Let me give you that right off the top of the hour today, 831-0917. 831-0917. If you're listening by way of the internet, that is 904-831-0917. We'd love to have your comments on the discussion today. We'll have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, we'll open the lines for your call. Looking forward to hearing from you. Some have said, I want to get in my 2 cents worth. Well, perhaps the day is the day you can get in your nickel's worth, not just 2 cents worth. But as we speak of the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. And today we're going to look at a question, will America survive? Or perhaps we could couch it this way. Can America survive what we're faced with on a global and national basis? We're going to talk about food shortage. We're going to talk about distribution problems. We're going to talk about what is happening with the presidency and their rapid approach, rapid attempt even now to remove Joe Biden from office. Yes, remove him, removing him by the Democratic Party. They're in the process of doing that as I speak. You may not know that. You've certainly not heard that on television in most cases. We'll talk about then what is happening in China with the shutdown of the banks and with hundreds of thousands of citizens in China demonstrating before the banks, trying to get their funds, only to be faced with water cannons and the batons of the police department, police officers, and arresting them by the thousands simply because they've not been able to get their money out of their banks since April. And I'm using all of this information to let us see the coming together of global events that's prophesied in the Scripture, that we might understand that we are, in fact, living in the last of the last days. Now, I know there are people that will say, well, you've been talking about, and people have been talking about, and prophets and preachers and so forth have been talking about living in the last days for many, many, many years. We do not know. It could be tomorrow, but I believe it is very near. We do not know the exact time or date. The Scripture says that. But we need to be cognizant of what is happening and prepare ourselves based on the authority of the Word of God. You see, the Scripture is very, very clear in the Ezekiel text that as individuals, as believers, we need to be the watchman on the wall. Ezekiel chapter 33, God said to Ezekiel in the second verse, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and unto them when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. If when he seeth the sword cometh upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. He goes on to talk about the responsibility of being the watchman on the wall, warning people of danger ahead. That's what this broadcast is designed to do each and every day as we face the issues that face America and that face the globe and based on the Word of God. This is the reason I say each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, that this broadcast is not based on denominational dogma. What we say on this broadcast is not based on political, philosophical rhetoric. What we say on this broadcast is not based on what I think or say or feel, but based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is God's word that counts. It's the first, foremost, and final authority in life and in living. This is the reason I say that every Christian needs to have a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? John 8:31 and 32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word," continue, stay, meno is the little Greek word. If you continue, stay, constantly be in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. There are a lot of folks today that say they're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, but do not stay in the word of God. He says, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should direct our footsteps, should be the illumination under our feet for the pathway that we take each and every day. In Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. It is not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. It is something that is here on a permanent basis. That's the truth of the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is rejected, repelled, and remonstrated against and challenged today as never before. In fact, I can say, as I have never seen it in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old. And I go back to the secularist George Orwell that made a profound statement. George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. There's a detestation, a hatred, an animus toward anything that's called truth. And we find that fountainheaded out of the Beltway in Washington. We find Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and all of the others in Washington that are running the show today. The leftists, the socialist, Marxist, communist leftists that are running the show, ladies and gentlemen, they hate the truth. In fact, right now, I don't know if you heard the previous broadcast of several days where we've talked about the fact that House Bill 1209 has been introduced. House Bill 1209 is a remake of House Bill 5 that they could not pass, which absolutely codifies into law the forced submission of all citizens to the sodomite agenda of the LGBTQ. They've stacked onto that now the right, as they call it, the right of abortion, and they're trying to get that passed through the House. They had some 86, 87 co-sponsors as of a couple of days ago, and now they're trying to fast-track that so that it will codify into law the sodomite agenda of the LGBTQ and the recruitment of your sons and daughters and our grandkids across the nation, and it will codify in legislation what they think that they and they say that they've lost in the overturn of Roe versus Wade. So, ladies and gentlemen, what they're saying in House Bill 1209 is an absolute de facto lie. But they're trying to codify that on the fast track on the basis that somehow, some way, we need legislation that will continue to allow the murder of a human being in the mother's womb, and that will force every Christian, every church, every school, every organization that stands on the written, revealed word of God to bow, to bend, to be forced to embrace the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to seek truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day on this broadcast, that is the primary focus that we ought to have, is to seek the truth, love the truth, live the truth, learn the truth, and stand for the truth, defending the truth each and every day. That is so vital in the society and the dark days in which we're living. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment, the full line of equipment for the homeowner brands LeConda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, LeConda generators, and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Times knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. Tools for Time is a family-friendly environment. Family-friendly, ladies and gentlemen. It is also closed. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the Tools for Time staff and family members in Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the child of God as God's word ordained it so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, see what God does as far as placing you in the family of Tools for Time. And ladies and gentlemen, wait for an interview, see what God does. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's vital that we understand what is happening in our world today. Unfortunately, most of the things that we talk about on this broadcast is generally not found on the Communist Network News. Generally not heard or seen on MSNBC or ABC or CBS or most of the other news outlets that's found online or on the television. But online news, generally some of the conservative online news sources, will give you a little greater insight as to what's happening in the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all watched, we've all wondered, most Christians have prayed about the condition of America. Now, if you can't see a dramatic declension in morals and ethics and values, there's something wrong. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just put a little footnote to that. One of the major problems is an outflow, an outgrowth of what has been happening in the pulpits for the last 50, 60, 70 years in America, where pastors have not had the biblical spine to stand and speak the truth in love of what is happening in the world. Most churches, most pastors, most Christians have the philosophy that you ought not to talk about politics, that you ought not to talk about social and ethical issues, just simply talk about knowing Jesus. Now, that's not demeaning whatsoever the fact that in the whole truth of the whole gospel, we need to talk about salvation, we need to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and his purpose in coming to seek and to save that which is lost. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the totality of preaching about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the basileia of God, is the rule and reign of God in the entire universe today. God is still in control. God is still on the throne. It's God's world that we're living in. But ladies and gentlemen, most will agree, and I'm looking at a headline that says it all, heading in the wrong direction. It seems to me, this writer says, it seems to me that most Americans are now realizing that America is heading in the wrong direction. While we may disagree on the reasons why we are headed in the wrong direction, the facts remain that we're heading in the wrong direction. One thing that started us in the wrong direction is that we are divided as a nation, we're divided as a home, we're divided as a church. The scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 25 and 26, that a divided house can't stand, a divided nation can't stand. It is an impossibility to do so. This article goes on to say, America is so divided, and so is the body of Christ in America. Our enemies have worked hard to divide our nation and our church. If we won't resist this division and work harder to unite us than our enemies can do to divide us, we will continue in the wrong direction. And this article goes on to say the first reason that we're headed in the wrong direction is that we're divided as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the major tenets of Marxism. Karl Marx said to destroy the nuclear family, to divide the nation, and to dethrone God. Those are the three major points out of about 10 or 11 points of what you would call pure Marxism. That is the case. So, ladies and gentlemen, this writer says we're headed in the wrong direction. First reason is we're divided as a church, as homes, and as a nation. Secondly, he says, is that we have a lack of knowledge, a lack of knowledge. There's a dearth of knowledge today, even among conservatives and Christians and patriots in America, that we, for the most part, are not understanding, not knowing, not listening to, not trying to seek out and find what is happening in America and around the world. As a result of that, multitudes today will get up, have breakfast, go to work, put the kids on the yellow school bus to get them out of mom and dad's hair without any recognition of the brainwashing and the indoctrination that's taking place in the governmentally controlled public school system. And will get up, go to work, make their living, come back home, have dinner if they do it all as a family, go to bed, get up, and start the same thing the next day without any understanding, without any recognition, without any concern about the fact that we are heading in the wrong direction. And ladies and gentlemen, every vote does count, and every vote makes a decision as to what direction the nation's going in. And this writer says that we're divided, we have a lack of knowledge, and he goes further in talking about the fact that we are not going in the right direction because we are seeking to simply bow and pay obeisance to government and not to God. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that is the need today, perhaps more than any time in the history of our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're faced with today in America, that today, may I say, most Americans are reeling in fear, anxiety, chaos, and confusion about the food famine, fuel famine, and financial famine. And ladies and gentlemen, those three things, if the government controls the food, if the government controls the fuel, if the government controls the financials, they control us. The government is today in full control of those three facets and aspects of our life today. We're already, ladies and gentlemen, know that all of this is part of what God's word says shall take place in the last days. The scripture says very clearly, in the last days there'll be perilous times. That means dangerous, dark, difficult, devastating days. We're living in those dangerous, dark, difficult, devastating days. The scripture is very, very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew chapter 24, where the scripture says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumblings and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." I want me to emphasize that. The end is not yet. But we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, these things coming about. And the scripture goes further than the 7th verse of Matthew 24. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, that means diseases, and earthquakes in diverse places. The 8th verse then says in Matthew 24, all these things are on the beginnings of sorrows. So two phrases that I want you to hang on to. The end is not yet, and these are only the beginnings of sorrows. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's sorrow upon sorrow, and we see that in the future days until the rapture of the church takes place. Rapture, rapturus, the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ from this old world. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place. We're in only the precursor beginnings of what shall be unfurled based on the authority of the eschatological prophetic text in the Word of God. It's not a matter of what I think or say. It's a matter of what the Word of God says to be factual. But most are not aware, ladies and gentlemen, of the fact today that we're in the midst of a famine. And some asked the question recently, says, what does the Bible say about famine? Well, I have not done an exhaustive study on the word famine in the Scripture, but I must say to you, famine is absolutely factual in the Word of God. In many parts of the world today, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find food chain shortages. You'll find the aftermath of that. You'll find famine. It's not uncommon to be occurring around the globe. Physical changes can cause the famine to take place. But the Bible indicates that God is still in control. We see on the continent of Africa today famine that is devastating by the millions of people. You see very little of that on the news broadcast today. They're simply not informing we the people of what's happening on a global basis. There's a fear that if the people understand what's really happening, that they'll recognize that it's all a manipulation by the globalists for the global reset, and they're not concerned about killing millions, if not billions, of people in order to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a scarcity that we're faced with. But may I say to you, it is God's desire to get our attention that we might turn back to God. Various times in various places in the Scripture, you find that God used famine to get the attention of the people. There's a famine that is taking place today. Sometimes it's God's judgment. Sometimes it is simply God trying to get the attention of the people. And may I say to you, when famines take place, pestilences, diseases take place, we need to have a central biblical worldview. What's causing it? What's bringing it about? And in most cases for America and around the globe, it's because we've forgotten God. We've turned our backs on God. We've said no to God. We've banned God's word in the schools. We banned the Bible in our schools. We banned anything that's called praying in Jesus' name in a public arena. You listen to any political meeting, any political group out of Washington on a local or statewide basis. You look at our city council. You can look at the state legislature. And 99% of the time, if they have an opening prayer for the meeting, it will not be closed in Jesus' name. And it's because the name of Jesus is forbidden. It is banned. It is not part and parcel of what the government thinks that we ought to say or have in our lives today. And that's simply because we're watching the decline of America and the decline of anything that's called biblical truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to just talk about and it's not a scattergun approach. It's simply trying to get you focused, get our listeners focused, and understand what is taking place nationally and internationally. God's word warns us of things that shall take place. Or as it was called in a large, beautiful, well-written book by J. Dwight Pentecost, Things to Come. God warns us about things to come. We need to take heed to the warnings. Some of those things that are happening today, ladies and gentlemen, is sky-high inflation that is taking place on a global basis, and especially here in America. Looking at an article that says wholesale inflation climbs 11%. Wholesale prices accelerated more than expected, this writer says, in April, and inflation continues to hover near the 40-year high. Ladies and gentlemen, as we watch things come to a cataclysmic conclusion on a global basis, we will find that the famine takes place as a result of food shortages, water shortages, and as the little book of Amos says, the 8th chapter and the 10th verse, there's coming a famine of the word of God. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the famine of the word comes, and as a result of the famine of the word, the dearth of the word of God in a nation or on a globe, as that takes place, you see the trickle-down effect, the famine in water, the famine of food, the famine based on pestilences and earthquakes and diverse places that the Bible says shall take place. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what God is doing and the speed at which it is taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, the sky-high inflation, major distribution problems, much of that, ladies and gentlemen, we've not seen the half of where we're headed. Let me say this, and then we'll take our caller. Much of what is happening today is induced by the globalists that want to see America implode so that they can come in then and put America into the global system. This is the reason you have no borders today under the globalist Joe Biden and his handlers. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. Who's really the president? Who's really making the decisions about the control of a nation and where we're going today? But in America, we're about to watch a shutdown. We've seen distribution shortages, difficulties in America, and food products and clothing and other items not being able to be offshore unloaded at the docks and transported across America. But it's just a little tidbit of where we're headed. Why'd I say that? Ladies and gentlemen, California's new law that just went into effect, they unleashed the law in 2019. It was challenged in court. The courts have just authorized the law to take effect, and that will put 70,000 truckers, independent truckers, will force them to close down. Headline says California law backfiring terribly. 70,000 independent truckers are forced out of work, unleashing a devastating supply chain misery. And it goes on to talk about the Senate bill, or California Assembly bill, it's called, in California number 5, that is disavowing independent truckers to truck product across America coming from the ports in California. So what we have seen as far as distribution interruption is only a fly speck on the wall of where we're headed in the near future, and it will trickle down to major, in my opinion, in major devastation in shortages by the close of the year and before the election time. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I'd just like to make a statement to our listeners that what they're hearing is not a theory you have, and you're on the radio promoting your theory. What they're hearing is a very soon the nightly news, that what you're saying today, it won't be very, maybe months, maybe a month, maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, but what you're saying today will be the nightly news very shortly. And I would sure like to warn our listeners to listen to the watchman on the wall and take heed, lest you be going for want. So, and
Brother,
I'm humbled by
your statement. I'm thankful for that. In fact, I don't mind our listeners to know I enjoy watching the Tucker Carlson show each night. And many times my wife and I will sit there on the couch watching it. And what he's saying, let's just say on a certain night, I've said a day, 2 days, 3 days, or a week before, and she will look at me and she said, apparently he's been listening to you. And I don't necessarily mean that as a fact, but it appears to be that way, because what I'm saying and what I try to impress upon our listeners, Tom, is the fact that we study the scripture and we look at what is happening on a world event stage, and we examine it under the scrutiny of the microscope of the biblical worldview, with what does God's word say about the happenings in America, the happenings in politics, morals, ethics, and values, and the happenings on a global basis. I believe every Christian needs to have a central biblicist worldview to understand what is taking place.
If they don't, you're following folly. And if you were to compare, for instance, everybody that's older remembers Dan Rather. And he took over from Walter Cronkite. And everybody kind of really looked up to Dan Rather. That was the truth until it came out that he had introduced a fabricated dossier on George Bush about his military service. And boy, he fell from grace and he was off the air. But Dr. Youngblood, the first thing you do is implore people to find the truth, listen to the truth, live by the truth. So what you're saying is, this is not a Dan Rather story. This is a Dr. Gene Youngblood coming straight out of the Bible. And I just hope that people are taking this at heed. I spoke to a gentleman that runs a feed store, and he had a huge dairy. And he's older now, and he told a story about what's to happen with the food. And, boy, he's all into that. And he said, we're eating up last year's crops. So they're unaffected. But this year's crops will be a disaster. Mm-hmm. So I just really hope that people who listen to this broadcast take heed with it. I hope they don't just listen and toy with it or just want to hear what they think is a fable or something. But I hope they really heed it. And Dr. Youngblood, thank you again for being a watchman on the wall.
Thank you so much, Tom, for your comments, for your insight, and for your direction. You're exactly right. And the one you spoke of being one that is in a feed store and operating that on that basis and saying that we're eating last year's crop, he is exactly right. And the crops from this year, we will see the major, mega, mega famine of food by the first quarter of next year. And I pray that our listeners will heed to what we're saying and understand the danger that is ahead. And we're asking the question, is it possible? Will America survive? And my personal opinion is no. And some can have differing opinions, but we'll talk about the rationale behind my statement right after the top of the hour break. We're going to have the news break, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.